Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. Before I get into today's topic, I want to respond to an email I received from Rob, who's the DJ on the Princess Cruise Lines, who has been listening to the show for the last few weeks and likes it. And so he gave me a compliment, and I appreciate that. And he also had a question. The question was whether someone could email a question in or have an audio input so that a question could be answered during the show. And my answer to that question is yes, it can be done. Either one could email me a written question that I could read, or you can send in an audio email by calling area code 206-338-3685. And if I have permission, I'll plug the audio into the show and answer the question. Anyway, so today's show is really on the benefits of combined treatment. And what I mean by that is combining psychotherapy and psychiatry for people who have recalcitrant or very stubborn kind of disorders that need both of those professional interventions. Now, we can go back into the 70s when influential studies at the time kind of indicated that psychiatry and psychology were at odds with one another and that they couldn't work together. I think that was probably a more political statement than anything else. I think psychology was a threat to psychiatry at the time, and maybe they just wanted to keep us somewhat squelched. But over the years, significant studies have indicated that that wasn't true, and that in fact, when psychotherapy and psychiatry are combined, the outcome happens to be better. So what do we mean by this, and how does this work? The data mostly is on patients who have significant depression. If you've heard my earlier shows on depression, you know that there are two types. There are endogenous and exogenous. And the endogenous depressions are more chronic and really are biological in nature. And so if we don't get rid of the depressive symptomatology, you can't make the person better. But what happens in life is when you have depression, you develop all sorts of weird behaviors and thoughts and patterns to deal with it. And so the medication will get rid of the core depression, but then you have to get rid of all the behaviors that were developed to cope with it. And that's where the therapy comes in. And so the data we have is that when psychology and psychiatry work together, the outcome is faster and more enduring. So there are long-term benefits, and the way this works really is psychiatrists work on a medication format, which is that they see patients every once in a while. Most of them, in my experience, will do the medication piece. They don't do therapy, although there are probably psychiatrists who do, but not many near me. And the psychologist really does the bulk of the work and monitoring. And if you have a good relationship between the psychiatrist and the psychologist, they work together as a team. And what happens is the psychologist will be working with the patient on a frequent basis and will kind of ensure that there's more medication compliance. Because one of the problems is patients will either resist taking medication or they'll feel better and then determine that they think they don't need it anymore. But when you're a psychologist working with a psychiatrist with a particular patient, you kind of keep your eyes on the medication and you make sure that they are, they're complying and taking their medication properly. And in terms of the medication, the medication's benefits really is that it clears kind of the cobwebs out. It reduces a lot of the symptoms. And so what happens is because the medication helps with those primary issues, the patient is more amenable and workable. They're able to actually think better, problem solve better, and make significant changes in their lives. So, you know, that's where the, where it works out, where the psychologist gets a benefit because the medication is helping them, and the psychiatrist gets help because they have the psychologist making sure the patient is on the right track. Now, it would be probably more cost-effective if there was a single provider. In other words, a psychiatrist who both prescribes and does therapy. But that's generally not the case, as I said. So having two professionals is a little bit more costly, but the data suggests it is much more effective. Hope this information has been helpful. Until next time, this is Dr. Gurr. Thank you.